This election season, much has been made of the elusive youth vote. Did they really make a difference in the primaries? Will they really turn out for the big show in November? What issues matter most to young voters? So we track down one of these mythical creatures. David Burstein, right in front of us now, the founder of 18 in 08. He'll be a sophomore at Haverford College, just outside Philadelphia in the fall, and he spent the last year touring the country to talk about election issues among potential voters between the ages of 18 and 24. Mr. Burstein, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
So what do you hear? What are people concerned about in this age group we're talking about?
Well, what's going on is we have a massive swell of young people turning out and participating in politics in this election. Mm-hmm. They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about health care. We need to have a fluid job market this summer and as we get out of college, and paying for college is another big issue.
Do young voters have interests as a group that you can help us identify and understand that might diverge from people in other age demographics?
Yes. Some of the issues I mentioned before, like the economy, are things we're thinking about. But we're also thinking about, you take an issue like Darfur, for instance, mm-hmm. which young people have gotten very involved around and in many senses are leading the movement on making a difference in that. And they have gotten together in groups like Students and Dollars for Darfur, that they're really organizing together and saying, we as a generation have a collective responsibility to end injustices. They want to embrace the world around them in a way that our parents' generation has not in some ways.
Is there a split, different interest between, let's say, a 20-year-old who's going to a fine school like Haverford and a 20-year-old who is already out there working for a living?
Absolutely.
I mean, they have to worry about the tax rate in a way that I'm just guessing you don't.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that if in a lot of sense, politics affects people who aren't in college more than people who are. But I think there's sort of a chicken and the egg question where you have politicians don't go to those areas because they haven't been traditionally ones that vote in high numbers. And then they don't get the access to politicians because the politicians don't think that they're voting. One of the things that we're doing is we're trying to, you know, get in there at the grassroots level and work with community organizations who are organizing people to speak up for their rights in these communities. So that's something that we believe in very strongly as well.
Are you nonpartisan?
Yes, we're nonpartisan. We're a nonprofit. Studies have shown that when young people vote, they tend to vote slightly more Democratic. But that's something that's actually changing this time around, in that we're seeing young people on both sides of the spectrum who really are getting involved. We're not party line voters. You're seeing a lot of people who are really looking at what do these candidates say and what issues do they stand on. And that's something that I think we're really sort of reacting better to that and focusing on issues.
David Burstein, founder of 18 in 08. Thanks so much.
Thank you.